Arush?
Yes.
Yeah, I was asking, have you prepared for the game?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, you can hear. I am asking you, have you prepared for the game? I mean, we made two teams, right? In last session?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Okay, fine, thank you. Janine, have you?
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Fine, very good. But we don't have Arjun, so how will we play today? Okay, what we'll do, we'll be doing this chapter, and then in the last, if we get time, so we'll make two teams again, and then we'll play, okay? Fine. Fine. Okay. So who will tell me the meaning of Mr. He? What is Mr. He? Arush.
Mr. He is what you say when you come to the temple.
Yeah, very good. When we approach and when we enter into the temple, we say Mr. He three times, right? What does it mean? My question is, what does it mean?
Anisahi means...
Yes, you know it.
Can I answer this?
I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, okay, fine. Use it, Jamin, Natasha, do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Dia, do you know?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, Jamin, tell us.
Nisahi means putting your daily thoughts away and thinking about the activities you're doing in the temple.
Okay, so where do we have to leave them? We have to put them somewhere?
You have to leave them behind.
Hello?
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 Yeah,
hello?
So sorry, I'm automatically being interacted, locked out.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It happened here also.
Okay, fine. Who will tell me the process of Dev Darshan till we approach the temple? Dia, you have to tell me the process of Dev Darshan, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, Dia, say.
First, we have to get up in the morning, and then we have to brush our teeth, and then we have to take bath, and then
yes.
We have to carry the dravya for puja.
Very good.
Then we have to
Sorry, we were...
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Again, there was some problem, so we got knocked out.
Yeah, I too just got knocked out.
Okay,
Dia, fine. So we have taken clean dravya, and then we'll do what?
We have to put on clean clothes.
Very good. Yeah, that we do before taking dravya. Okay, after that?
we have to go to temple.
Very good. Okay, now I am in front of the temple. Then what will I do?
Then we remove our chappal.
Very good.
Then we wash our hands and feet.
Very good. And then?
We say, Nisahi, Nisahi, Nisahi.
And we enter the temple, right?
Yes.
Very good, very good. Natasha, what after this? What do we do after this?
After you reach the holy temple?
After you say Nisahi, 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 after this.
After you say Nisahi, you have to say Om Jai 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 Namostu Namostu Namostu.
Very good.
Then you have to say Namokar Mantra.
Okay.
And then you do the Parikrama, which is 3 rounds of the Samashara.
Okay, fine. And so you have to say Namokar Mantra to whom?
In the temple.
I mean, in the temple, you have to say that there on the stairs or onto the, where, in front of what? When we approach whom?
The Murti, the Bhagwan.
Yeah, the Murti, the Bhagwan, exactly, okay? So, listen, 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 we say while we are entering into the process. While we are on our way, we say, Om Jai Jai Jai, Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. And when we are in front of Bhagwan, we say, Namore Hankaram, then Esopansh Namayaro, then Chattari Mangal Pat, etc, etc, whatever we do, okay? Fine, very good. And then we do 3 parikramas too after that. Jaimin, what after this, after doing parikrama and giving, bowing down in front of the Bhagwan, what do we do after this, Jaimin?
You listen to the,
Yeah, right, very right. Say.
What is going on?
What is going on means what goes on in a temple?
Yeah.
Swadhyay, very good. Pravachan, the discourse, the class, very good. Okay, so if there is any religious class going on, Swadhyay going on, you have to sit. If it's not going on, we should do what? We should listen to the scripture, so we should study for some time. We should do Swadhyay on our own. Okay? And then what do we have to do? Ultimately, what is the ultimate thing that we have to do? By doing Swadhyay, by coming into that class, why do we come? Does anybody know? What do we have to do ultimately?
We have to find about
Arush. Oh, who said that? Dia?
Yes.
Very good, very good, very good. We have to become Bhagwan, right? We learned in that skit, we will be God, okay? How will we become Bhagwan? So, by knowing our Atma, that is soul. So, the scriptures motivates us or teaches us or tells us that we should listen to our soul and we should look forward for our soul and we should understand our soul. Okay? So, after reading the scriptures or the classes, after listening to the classes, what we should do, we should try to understand our soul and that hence we try to attain the salvation, the liberation, means moksha. I mean, the path to become
Hello. Hello. Yeah, yeah, we are there. I think there was some problem. Anubhav ji, you are there? Natasha and Arusha are there. Natasha?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's wait for Anubhavji, I guess. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Natasha, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
wait
for Anubhavji to join back. I guess
what's
up.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
can you all hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone.
Okay, fine. Okay. I am getting automatically disconnected, I don't know. Fine, you all can hear me, right? Hello? Hello?
Someone's phone was not proper, I believe. It was making lots of noise.
Okay, it is still making. I cannot hear any noise.
No, now it is fine. Now it is fine.
Okay, fine. Fine, fine. So, we were saying that what is the only path of liberation? We have to understand our soul, okay? So, while we go to the temple, we should listen to the scriptures, and then what we should do, we should try for some time to understand our soul and thus try to attain moksha. Fine. Dia, hello? Hello? Natasha Arush? Yeah, Natasha Arush, am I clear now? Jamin, did you hear me? Hello? Jamin? Dia? Hello? Yeah, Dia, did you hear to me? You can listen to me, right? Okay, fine. Jamin, you're also there, right? Okay, now, so to summarize, I'll just summarize the process of Deir Darshan, then we'll get back to our story. Okay, we were into the story, right? Okay, so we have to wake up early in the morning, we have to cleanse our body, get ready, we have to put on clean clothes, then we have to take drabhya. Okay, then we leave for the temple. In front of the temple, hello? Yes?
Oh, yeah. Is it okay if
you
don't join the session? Because it's very hard to hear.
Oh, okay.
I guess someone's phone is making noise. I'm not sure whose phone is that. But, Anubhuti, can you just go on mute for a minute? I just want to check whether the disturbance is coming from your side or what.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Natasha, you can hear?
Yeah, it's better now.
It's better now, right? You're not hearing any other noise, right?
Yeah, neither am I.
Jamin, everything is fine from your end?
Yeah.
Okay. Anubhavji, can you just unmute and...
Now?
Yeah, now it looks okay. I guess there was some sound coming from your end, from the phone, I guess.
Okay. Not phone.
Now it's... Okay, fine.
Okay, Natasha, you can hear me now, right? Okay, fine. So, now what we'll do, after reaching the temple, we'll take off our chappals and then we'll wash our hands and feet and then we'll get into the temple, saying Nissahi 3 times. Then, Om Jai Jai Jai, Namosu. Then, in front of the Bhagwan, we'll say Namo Arihantaram, path, then Chitari Mangal path. And then after this, we'll give 3 parikramas. We'll bow down to the Bhagwan, in front of Bhagwan. And if there is any scripture reading is going on, we'll listen to it. And then we'll just think about our soul. We'll try to understand it. And then we'll come back to, we'll leave the temple. Fine, this is the process of Dev Darshan. Okay, so we were into the story. Did you remember where were we in the story? Jamin, where were we, you remember?
No.
You don't remember, we were listening. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
So sorry, I was again disconnected. Okay, fine. So we were into the story. Anybody of you remember? We had 3 students, 1 teacher. Arush. Yeah. Say, Arush, who... Yeah, what was the story? Where were we?
Can you repeat the question?
In the last session, we started one story, right?
Yes.
So, where were we on that story? I just wanted to know if you remember that. There were 3, yeah.
I don't know.
Jalen, do you remember? Okay, fine. Jalen, do you remember?
No.
Oh. Okay, Dia, tell us. Hello.
What you should do in temple?
Yes, so teacher took all his students into the jungle because it was very fine weather and he just wanted to have some nice environment for studies. Okay, so they were into the jungle in fine weather for studies and then teacher taught them this chapter of Dev Darshan. Fine? Okay, what were the names of 3 kids? Natasha? Natasha? Yes, Natasha, you can... Hi, Natasha, yes. Yeah, the question is those 3 kids, right, in the story. What were their names? Yeah, thought.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Anubhavji, are you there?
Excuse me?
Hello, Natasha, just wait for a minute, please.
Yeah, there was a lot of static on the line before as well.
Sorry?
So I couldn't hear. There was a lot of static.
Yeah, it keeps coming from Anubhav. Hello, Anubhav.
Yes. Hello.
Lots of static coming from your phone. I don't know that but it's when you are speaking, you know, first phone, first the proper thing, then I think the static sound starts. Like, I think you are not able to hear.
Okay, okay.
Currently, we are hearing that there is some background.
Okay. I'll try to disconnect my device and I'll reconnect it again, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Natasha, just let's wait. I think Anubhavji is disconnected and he's trying to reconnect again.
Okay.
I guess there was some problem with his phone because there are lots of static coming from there. So.
Yeah.
He is just trying to reconnect his device.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, is it tech? Is still coming?
Yeah, no, it is still that noise of coming.
Oh.
Yeah, now it.
I don't know what's up.
Now.
Yeah?
Between it is working fine when you are speaking. But then again it starts.
I don't know
the Skype connection, but hello.
Yes. I don't know what the problem is. I cannot hear any voice.
Right.
I mean, probably no, something on my device.
Hey, now everything looks fine. Now there is no static voice. So I guess in between
okay.
It is appearing sometime, I guess.
Okay, fine. Okay, so Natasha, are you Shari there? Hello. Yes, now you all can hear me. Okay, whenever you get problem, just play it out, okay? Fine. Okay, so who were the three kids? Will tell me the names. Natasha, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Then. Okay, I'll tell you. Dia, you remember? Dia? Okay, I'll tell you. There were one teacher and they have three kids. I'm audible, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. So, there were three kids. Vasu, Narad and Parvat. Okay, there were three kids. Vasu, who was the prince of the town, okay, the son of the king. Hello? Jamin, did you say something?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Vasu was the prince of the town. Narad.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm so sorry. Hello, yeah, I was again disconnected. Fine. Okay, so Vasu was the prince of the town. Narad was a kid who came from another town into this town for studies. And Parvat was the son of the teacher. Fine?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, fine. So what happened in earlier days that one of the times Vasu, the prince, committed some bad deeds, and therefore the teacher was beating him and scolding him too much. And his wife, the wife of the teacher, came in between and saved King Vasu, right? The prince Vasu. And therefore the prince Vasu told her that I am the son of a king, what do you want? I'll give you because you have saved me from the teacher, from his scoldings. So what did the wife of this teacher says? That no, I don't want anything now, but if in future if I'll need anything, I'll tell you. So keep it as a reserve. Fine, we were fine till here. Okay. Hello, Dia, it's okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so now what happens, one day there is very fine weather and they all go for the studies in the open weather and teacher teaches them this thing. Okay, now...
Hello. Yeah, I think we lost Anubhavji again. Let's wait for him to join back.
Hello. So sorry. Yeah, what?
No, what? I was telling people that
hello.
Disconnected, so.
Okay, fine. I don't know why, but I'm getting disconnected again and again automatically. So sorry. Okay, so in the jungle where all these kids are studying, in the front, in the back, okay, not visible to these, there were sitting two monks, two acharyas, two Muniraj, okay? Now the Muniraj were discussing like how good is that this teacher has brought these kids into this fine weather and teaching them, okay? So Muniraj were discussing. So the junior Muniraj who was junior both of them, he tells to the senior that see how good they are, the teacher is teaching them so finely about Dev Darshan, about Bhagwan and all those things. So the senior Acharya, senior Muniraj, tells him, yeah, it is fine, but how sad is this that two of them will go to the Narak and two of them will go to the Swarga. So this thing, what did Muniraj say? They all are studying, it's very good, but how unfortunate is that the two of these four people, the teacher and the three kids, will go to the Narak and two of them will go to the Swarg. So teacher, by somehow these words catches his ears, okay? So he listens to this by mistake, whatever, but why other kids couldn't? So he just winded up the class and tells the kids to go and he approaches the Muniraj and ask Muniraj, what happened? What did you say? Did I hear you right? You said the two of us will go to the Narak and two of us will go to the Swarg. So the Muniraj says, yes, you will go. So then he tell me, who will be going to the Swarga and who will be going to the Narak? So teacher says that your son Parvat and Vasu, they both will go to the Narak, and you and Narad, you both will go to the Swarg. So he just gets very sad that his son will go to the Narak, to the hell. So he was very, you know, distracted and very feeling very bad. And he comes back to his home. Now, what happens, these all kids are continuing their studies with this teacher. And after some time, they all graduate and they all leave the teacher. Okay? Teachers also become old and now Vasu is the king of that town. Okay? Now, what happens after some time is Vasu, he has his royal chair, okay, Singhasan, where he sits during the proceedings of his, you know, what we call his all, he's a king, right? So he has his own proper room where all these royal things go on, all the cases go on, okay? So he has his chair, royal chair, where he sits, which has its legs made up of translucent precious stone, which we can see through it. I mean, it's like a glass and it's very precious, okay? In Hindi it is known as Fatik Mani.
Hello, just wait, I guess we have lost Anubhuti again. So let's wait for him to join back.
Hello, I'm sorry again. Okay, fine. Till here you all got me, right? Okay, fine. So, his royal chair where he used to sit, the king, means now King Vasu, who was prince earlier, now he's grown up, okay? So he sits into that chair, and that chair has its leg, I mean its four legs, like they are transparent. So they are just don't seem to be visible, okay? We cannot, actually at first sight you feel like his chair is on the air. It doesn't look like he's sitting on the earth. Because the legs of the chair are transparent, so it doesn't look like they are some object. Fine. So in this town, there is now one thing which everyone say about that Raja Vasu is so innocent and so truth-saying man. He is so, you know, justice. He gives always the justice and he always speaks truth that his own royal chair has rise onto the air. Yeah, so in this town now there is one thing where everybody is talking about that our king Raja Vasu is a speaker of truth and therefore his royal chair is in the air. Okay, so he is famous for his truth and justice. Fine? Okay, am I clear till here? Natasha, Dia?
Yes.
Okay, Natasha, you can hear me. Natasha? Arush?
Hi.
Yeah, you can hear me. The story till now you heard clearly. Natasha?
Yeah,
hi. Yeah.
Pieces that we couldn't hear, but
yes. Okay, fine. So this Raja Vasu, he has his chair look like it's on the air, and therefore he's famous for his truth saying and his true justice. Okay, now Narad, as he graduated from the school from the teacher, he left the city, okay, and he went to his own city. And the son of the teacher, Parvat. Now, Parvat has also grown up, but he has taken the profession of his own father. He is now a teacher. And he teaches to his students now. And his father, the teacher, he died out of some disease some time back. Okay? So now this Parvat lives with his mother, that is the wife of the teacher. Okay? Now, what happens one day, okay, this Narad, who is living in other city, he thinks of visiting his teacher, okay, so he comes to this city, okay, the city of King Vasu. And while taking around, he approaches the class of his friend, Parvat. So, at that time, Parvat was doing what? Parvat was taking the lesson of Dev Darshan only. Okay? So, now, on that chapter, there came one thing, that what should we take to the temple while we are going? So, in that book, there was written a word, Aj, which means, what we take, rice, right? We take to the temple what? Unprocessed rice, right? Right? What do we take to the temple? If anybody of you remember and know, Dravya we take, Dravya, right? Dravya is what? It's unprocessed rice, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. So, okay. So, the word for rice in Sanskrit language is Aj. Okay, Aj. Now, Aj has another meaning. What does it mean? Aj means male goat. Goat, you know, animal goat.
Yes.
Anybody else know animal named goat? G-O-A-T, right? Okay. So, in Sanskrit, the goat, the male goat, also known as Aj. And the rice, unprocessed rice, is also known as Aj. So now one of the students asked, what should we carry to the temple? So now Narad was sitting listening to this class from the last row, okay? And Parvat was teaching them. So now Parvat got stuck. What? So he just described him the word Aj means the goat. So he says that we should offer to the Bhagwan what? The sacrificial goat. We should offer goat to the Bhagwan. What should we do? What did he say? Hello? Hello?
We should offer the Bhagwan?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should offer what? We should offer what? What did he teach to his student? Yeah, Jamin, say.
Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, we should offer male goat to the students. The question was, they were studying about some chapter on Dev Darshan, and on that thing came a point that what we should offer to the Bhagwan. Okay, so there was written a word Aj. So Aj means what? We should give Bhagwan rice. Okay, rice means what? Unprocessed rice, right? But Aj has a second meaning also in Sanskrit language. It means the male goat. So this Parvat, the teacher tells them that we should offer to the Bhagwan male goat. So now this Narad gets a bit of tense that what is he teaching, man? I mean, how can he teach students what he not know? So he objects, he raises hands and asks, hello? Okay, so he asked it, I guess no, Aj means we should take to Christ to the temple. So now Parvat has is all students in front of him, okay? You all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it has come to his own reputation that his all students will lose faith in him if it is proved that he is saying wrong. So he said, no, it means we should offer to the Bhagwan goat. Narad says, no, we should take to the Bhagwan what? We should offer what? Rice. So now they all start debating, it is written over here, it means good, therefore we should take to the Bhagwan good. So Narad says, what? Okay, what we'll do?
Hello?
Okay. Okay, fine. So they approaches their mom. Fine. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dia. Yeah. So all both Narad and Parvat approached their mother of Parvat. Okay. So now mother was a mother. Okay. So she has to favor her own son. So she says no. My son is saying right, because all these, you know, reputation was at stake. If it is proved that Narad is right, then we will come to come for studies for his son. I mean, nobody will study from Parvat, right? So the mother said, no, Parvat is right, Narad is wrong. It means we should offer to the god what? Good. So now Narad again says, no, it's not right. What we'll do, we'll approach to the king. He is a truth seeker and he always gives justice. And now we shall decide upon that whoever he says that he is wrong, okay? Like if he says that Narad is wrong, Narad is saying false things, Narad is lying, so I'll get my tongue cut, okay? My tongue will get cut by the king. And if it is proved that Parvat is saying wrong, then the Parvat's tongue will get cut. This is a bet between the two. Whoever will be proved of saying the lie will have to sacrifice his tongue. Am I clear? So now the mother of the Parvat thinks, oh my god, I know that my son Parvat is saying lie, and in Raja Vasu will favor only Narad, and then my son will be a dead man without tongue. So she start taking attention. She was very panicking.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I guess Anubhavji got disconnected again. Let's wait for him.
Hello, so sorry. Hello. Yeah, so sorry. Yeah. So his mother really gets what? Hello. Yeah, Natasha.
Yeah, there's some static on our end.
Okay. Is it now? Hello. Yeah, okay, fine. So now this mother is very tensed about her son, and now she secretly approaches Raja Vasu. Okay, now do you remember in the childhood Raja Vasu told her to give some promise? Do you remember that thing? The mother of Parvat saved Raja Vasu from his husband who was beating him for some mistake. Do you all remember that part? Hello? Jamming?
Yeah.
You all can hear me or not? Yeah, do you remember that part when in their childhood Vasu committed some mistake? In their childhood Vasu committed some mistake, okay, and the teacher was beating him up. Fine. So this wife of the teacher comes in between and saves Vasu. Okay, and then Vasu says that I am the king of the, I am son of the king, so ask me, I'll give you anything. So she says, okay, I don't want anything now, and I'll reserve it for the future. It was happened or not, I told you in the starting, okay? Now this mother of Parvat approaches Raja Vasu secretly and tells him that you remember you told me to give me you gave me some promise to give me whatever I want. So Raja Vasu says, oh yes mother, I really remember. Okay, so she says, okay, so here I am to ask you for something. So he says, okay, say what? So Raja Vasu has no idea about what is happening. So now she explains him everything, that see, this has happened, and Narad and the Parvat will be approaching you. I want you to favor my son. So now this Vasu gets really, you know, the all kingdom knows him for his truthfulness, for his, you know, honesty. He always favors the truth. So now what shall he do? He should keep his promise or he should favor truth. So he is really tensed. So finally, after doing lots of churning in his mind, what he does, he says, okay mother, I'll favor your son. So now this mother goes happily into her home back. Now next day, there is all meeting going on, the proceeding going on into the kingdom of Raja Vasu, King Vasu. The King Vasu is sitting on his royal chair, which seems like it's on the air, okay? Because it has some transparent legs. So the proceeding starts, and Narad says, see, this is the procedure, and what our teacher has taught us, Vasu, that we should offer to the Bhagwan unprocessed rice, which means arja. So Parvat says, no, our teacher taught us that we should offer to the Bhagwan what? We should offer to the Bhagwan the goat, arja.
Yeah.
So Vasu thinks, yeah, dravya. So Vasu thinks for a while, and he okay, let me decide. I remember Narad, the teacher has taught us that we should offer Bhagwan goat. The moment Raja Vasu gives his judgment, the moment his royal chair, which has those legs, falls off, its legs gets broken, and this royal chair gets deep into the floor, it all falls down, and the Raja Vasu dies on the moment, and he directly goes into the seventh narak, seventh hell. He directly goes towards the hell. Okay? And now what they'll be going to do, they'll be giving punishment to whom? Narad. But now as everybody sees that this has happened to the King Vasu. Hello? Yeah, so such bad has happened, so everybody now starts thinking, no, Narad is right, Parvat is wrong. So everybody punishes Parvat, Parvat dies, and he also goes to the Narak. Okay? And now everybody start praising Narad because what he was saying the truth, and therefore they all praise him. Narad gets very, you know, he gets very feared from what has happened, and now he takes the Diksha, he becomes Muniraj, and eventually he goes to a Swarg. Okay, so what happened, that the teacher went to the Swarg, Narad went to the Swarga, and Parvat and Vasu for favoring what? The lie, the false thing. They go where? They go to the Narak. Now my question is, what should we take to the temple for to offer to the Bhagwan? Nagasha. Hello? Hello. Yeah, Natasha, did you hear this story?
Not really.
Okay, you have any problem in that? I mean, any part? Okay, fine. So you got the story completely, right? So, what is the, I mean, what was the story trying to say to us? Yeah, Natasha, what do you think story was about?
Well,
You should always?
You should offer to God.
What?
Rice and gherkin.
What? Okay, rice and what?
Never mind.
I didn't listen that last part. What did you say? No, no, say what? What did you say?
Rice.
Rice and what? That's it. Okay, fine. Any other thing it teaches you?
We should not.
Okay, Dia, I didn't listen to you. Okay, say again, Dia.
We should never tell lies, and also we should never report lies.
Oh, very good. We should never say lie, and we should never say or favor the person who is telling us lie. Because that is what made this King Vasu go into the hell. And this is what made this Parvat go into the hell. Okay, and favoring the truth, saying the truth, make this Narad into the Swarga, okay, heaven. So, we should never say lie. Lie means, to say lie is a pap, is a sin, and we should never do this. Very good, Dia. So now, what do we take to the temple? After this, you know, there are some religion which actually offer good to the Bhagwan, you know. So, I mean, not exactly after this story, but it came out from this only, that we should offer good to the Bhagwan, but no, we should never ever. So what shall we offer to the Bhagwan? We should offer only rice, nothing else. Okay, anybody knows why do we offer rice to the Bhagwan? Jamin, do you? Jamin?
No, I don't.
Okay, Natasha, you have any idea why do we offer rice?
No.
Dia, do you? Dia?
Oh.
You don't know? Okay, fine. Now, this is the homework for you all to search, I mean to ask your parents, that's it, don't do too much of searching. Ask your parents that why do we take this, why do we give Bhagwan only these things? Rice or some, you know, coconut, pieces of that coconut thing, right? So why do we offer only rice or these things? Fine, this is the homework. Am I clear? Yeah, what? Yeah. Jamin, I'll repeat it. Yeah, say.
If you plant it in the ground, it won't grow, meaning that, like, you don't want another birth and you want to go to moksha.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Fine. Rest of you and Jamin, again, you do better ask again and understand it, and I'll ask you in the next class. Okay? Fine. So the question is, why do we offer only rice or things like pieces of coconut? Why do we offer only these things? Okay? So you all ask your parents and then come into the next class, and we have game in the next class. Hopefully Arjun will be joining us, and you'll all have to answer me this thing. What do we do in the temple? Why do we take only these things?
Come back, guys. Come back, guys.
Hello? Hello, yeah, just a second, please.
Hello, okay, so sorry. We'll wind up now. Okay, we'll conclude the session. Janin, Ramukar, yes, hello.
Hello, Anubhuji, you are there?
Hello,
okay, Jamin, you say Naukar Mantra and Natasha, Chattari Mangalam part.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Sedhanam, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Namo Arihantanam, Namo Sedhanam, Namo Aryanam, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Sava Sahunam, Eso Pancha Namo Karo, Sava Papanashno, Mangalam Kisavesi, Paramam Havai Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevari Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Logutuma, Arihanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutuma. Chattari Sharnam Pavijami, Arihanta Sharnam Pavijami, Siddha Sharnam Pavijami, Sahu Sharnam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sharnam Pavijami.
Okay, Jai Jinendra, thanks to everyone. Natasha?
Jai Jinendra.
Natasha?
Yeah?
Natasha, I just wanted to confirm your mailing address. Is it 128 Mary Pearson Drive, Markham, Ontario, Canada?
Yeah.
And do you have any PIN code?
Do we have?
You have a zip code?
Yeah. Do you need it?
Yeah.
Okay.
L?
Yeah. L as in for lamb. L3S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi. L3S. 3E9.
L3S?
3E9.
Okay, L3S 3E9.
Yeah, L3S.
Yeah, L as in lamb.
Hello?
3. Then I'll just repeat, Natasha.
Okay.
L as in lamb, 3 the number. S as in sun, 3 again the number. E as in elephant, and 9 the number.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Natasha.
Okay. Jai
Jinendra. Jai Jinendra, everyone. Thank you. Jai Jinendra, Arush. Jai Jinendra, Jamin.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.